From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. Back in 1972, a book called Memoirs of an Ex-Prom Queen was touted by its publisher as the first feminist novel. The author was Alex Cates Shulman. Today, 36 years later, Shulman tells us who inspired her to write in our series, You Must Read This.
Back in the early 1960s, when I was taking my kids to the playground in Washington Square Park, the idea of making literature out of the daily lives of mothers was practically unheard of. Then I discovered Grace Paley. Paley's first volume of short stories brought to fiction an astonishing new voice. She combined realism about women's lives with a uniquely modern style that was immediately embraced by critics. Decades later, when her three volumes of fiction were assembled in the definitive Collected Stories, Paley was a finalist for both a Pulitzer and a National Book Award. Here were hilarious, gritty, heartbreaking tales about women who spent their days worrying about their wandering men, their vulnerable children, their complicated love lives, their political longings, and who hung out in the same Greenwich Village playground I did. Paley's short stories changed my life. We women needed to write about our own experience, but feared we would be relegated to literary marginality. Now, here was Paley writing about what I lived, and it was recognized as literature. Almost a decade before the women's liberation movement challenged male dominion over what constituted art, Paley had begun to free us with her example. The first fiction I ever attempted was a bad Paley imitation, but of course, her quirky urban voice and inspired style were inimitable. Listen to these lines from the short story Once. I saw my ex-husband in the street. He was sitting on the steps of the new library. Hello, my life, I said. We had once been married for 27 years, so I felt justified. He said, What? What life? No life of mine. Then she goes on. He had a habit, throughout the 27 years, of making a narrow remark which, like a plumber's snake, could work its way through the ear, down the throat, halfway to my heart. He would then disappear, leaving me choking with equipment. After she died, I started reading her collected stories again, and though I'm no longer a young mother, they speak to me more than ever. She has stories for every age. If you don't yet know Grace Paley's work, you are lucky to have that joy ahead of you.
Alex Cates Shulman's newest book is To Love What Is, A Marriage Transformed. Her pick for essential reading is Grace Paley's Selected Stories. And you can find the entire You Must Read This list and all of our essays at npr.org.